Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's April-May 2026 edition on page 33, entitled Department of Wit, the Ultimate Impulse Buy. After a few minutes at the open house, I am comfortable committing to living in this house forever. By Talia Argandesi from McSweeney's. I feel fine buying things as long as I do my research first. That's why, after 10 minutes at an open house, I am now completely comfortable going into debt for the next 30 years. Before I bought a used car, I read 26 reviews of that specific make, model, and year, written by 26 different car experts. I studied every detail of the Carfax report. I test drove the car 4 times, including once with my mechanic and once with my mechanic's mechanic. It makes sense to spend the equivalent of 55 cars for a house that, at least between 2:34 p.m. and 2:44 p.m. on a Saturday, smelled only slightly bad. I recently bought a humidifier, too. I cross-checked the wire cutter recommendation with customers' Amazon reviews. My cousin, who has the same humidifier, outlined the pros and cons for me. I ultimately bought it because it has a 90-day satisfaction guaranteed return policy. I don't need a satisfaction guarantee on this house, though, because the real estate agent will give me a piece of paper where the previous owner will promise, on the honor system, that the roof doesn't leak. Last night I wanted takeout, but I spent so much time reading Yelp reviews and looking at memes that I got too hungry and had to eat microwaved canned soup and sliced white bread. Today, I have no doubts about paying the price of 314,000 cans of soup for the privilege of living in this house, which I haven't slept in once, for the rest of my life. After all, I walked through it once, opened every closet door, and nodded solemnly at each. I determined, based on optimism, that the wall between the living room and dining room isn't load-bearing. As the bank draws up a cashier's check for the down payment, reducing my account to zero, I won't wonder whether the high-pitched shrieks I heard during the open house were emitted by a soon-to-be neighbor or the house's poltergeist. I'm sure I can convert the tool shed. I think I glimpsed in the backyard into a modest Airbnb, which will raise money for renovations and an exorcism. As someone who carefully researches every consumer choice, I appreciate how the open house has allowed me to make an informed decision. For example, I learned that this house has a powder room with moldy wallpaper that will likely peel right off, and a toilet that probably flushes. So I'm telling the real estate agent to offer twice the asking price, also known as 267 times my monthly salary. You know what? It's such a competitive market. I'll also promise the seller my firstborn baby. I'll be too busy with renovations to protect a child from the poltergeist anyway. Besides, according to my split-second eyeball guesstimates at the open house, the bedroom doesn't have enough space for a crib. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. If you'd like to learn more about Airs LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AirsLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a day filled with good decisions.